It's time for the Breakfast Club, brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com.
Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. We're brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. And it's great to have in the studio, haven't had her in here in way too long, the always entertaining, always wonderful Harriet Jackson Grove. Very nice to see you. And we are talking about the annual Women of Worship Conference coming up in about a week.
That's right, and it's always good to be here with you, Robert. It has been a long time.
Yeah, well, tell us about the women's conference. This time the theme is Blessed Beyond Measure.
Yes, we looked at a number of themes each year, and we decided this would be a great theme, and this is our 18th event. Mm. Now, it started out strictly women, so in April, that's when it's the women's conference, and then in October, it's the men and women's conference. So we're excited that men have started to join us, and we may have some men that just come with their spouse, and we're not going to kick them out.
That's a good thing.
It's going to be held this year at the Shepherd's House, 209 East 3rd Street, Maysville, Kentucky, from 8:15 to 12:15 p.m. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners know that the pastor there is Gordy.
Yes.
Gordy Jones.
The one and only.
That's right. We're not going to have him sing and dance this year, but I'm sure he would be capable of doing that. But our speakers for this conference are Kathleen Lofton, who's a member of the Shepherd's House, and Reverend Wilma Irwin, who's the pastor of the Maysville Church of Christ and Christian Union here in Maysville, Kentucky. And the Shepherd's House is going to provide our worship music. We have a praise and worship part in the morning, and then we have one in the afternoon. And then we have a group of women that we just don't know what to do, but either sing or have fun. So the Soul Train Sisters are going to be doing a skit called Blessed.
Very nice. Now, want to tell everybody right off the bat, this is a free event.
Oh, yes. It is a free event. And in the morning, we provide breakfast in a bag, which is breakfast foods in a lunch bag. And then on this year's conference, our light lunch is going to be a salad buffet. And it is free. Free, free, free.
Free food, free conference. Oh, my gosh. Just sign me up.
Okay, come on.
It's at the Shepherd's House, and that is across from the library.
Yes.
Can't miss it. The hours are 8:15 to 12:15. So you said how many years is this now?
This is our 18th event.
Because you had to shut down for a couple of years because
of COVID. Yep.
But talk about some of the topics that you've tackled in the past.
All right. Well, we started out back in 2012 with the three R's, which was respect, redeem, and restore. And the one I really enjoyed was we did in 2013, grab your fly swatter, thinking we're going to swat out bad habits. And then our 2013 one was very interesting. It was called the Diva Cruise, and we had some individuals that truly thought we were going to pull in a cruise ship at the Washington Methodist Church and go on a cruise. So we've done Reflecting God's Beauty. We've done the Soul Train. We had Don Cornelius in the form of Kirby Bennett. He played Don Cornelius for us. We've done Hope and Joy, Up, Up, and Away, Fully Rely on God, Riding with Jesus, Timeless Faith, Talk to the Hand, Unfinished, It's Time, Amazing Grace for a Woman's Heart, Let Go and Let God. And then we had the 3 years we were out. And then back in April 2023, we started up again. We did Woman of God, Living Loved. And then last October, we did Prayer is the Key. And this April, we're to Bless Beyond Measure.
Very nice. Now, it takes a lot of work to put this together.
Yes, it does. And we have a wonderful team. Now, I'm not the only woman of worship. We have Penny Carpenter, Elizabeth Gibbs, Helen Henry, Reverend Elizabeth Smith, who is now in J-Town, because she's taught me that's J-Town for Jefferson Town.
Oh.
And then me. And we have a lot of fun. We really do. Some people say they don't know how to say no when we ask them if they want to be on it. And then the next minute we're like, you're on the team.
So you're not volunteered, you're voluntold.
That's right. And then the Soul Train Sisters, we have the Women of Worship team are part of the Soul Train Sisters, but we have some other ladies too. And they'll tell you they were voluntold too, but they love it.
Now, of course, everybody knows Harriet. Oh. And everybody knows what an amazing singer she is, just so crazy talented.
Thank you.
So I know it's going to be a really good time.
Should be. Come on out and have it. And dress is casual. You know, we don't say we don't have a dress code. Most of us will have one either on jeans or a capri, but, you know, Soul Train Sisters, we have a T-shirt, because once you get a T-shirt, you know you are somebody.
You are official.
That's right. That's right.
Just got to make sure to have a nice long name so it ends up being continued on the next shirt.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's a good idea. We'll have to bring that up. Oh.
I've got several. The Chamber of Commerce and the College are the main two that I always say, oh my gosh, you need to have two shirts just to get your name in there. But blessed beyond measure, Women's Conference. Now, whose idea was it to come up with this in the first place, and what is the driving goal behind it?
Well, it's when we started out, I kept running into Reverend Smith, and at the time, I can't remember April's last name, but she was a pastor, and they kept on saying, we need to have something for women. We need to have something for women. So finally, at an event, I told them, I've heard the end of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. You guys call a meeting, and I will be your scribe. I will take down the notes and stuff. So that's how it started, and then each year just kept on adding on. It was just an idea that two people had, and when April left and went to another area, Liz and I kept it up and added people, and, you know, just keep on going. It's we call it doing what God wants us to do, you know.
Very nice. Now, as a matter of fact, just a couple of weeks ago, the Chamber of Commerce, the Maysville-Mason County Area Chamber of Commerce,
got that big name out.
Take a breath. Casey was in and talking about there was a women's leadership conference, mm-hmm. Third annual, and it was a monster success. And I know yours has been going on for so many years. Well, you don't get that, what, 18 now? You don't get that by having a small event. It is really, really big, and I'm sure it's very well attended.
Yeah, we've averaged between 50 and 75 people each conference. And what we try to tell ourselves is it's not the number. It's who has God wanted us to touch and reach out. And
if you reach one person,
that's right. That's exactly right.
Very nice.
And we have different things. We have a game. You know, we've done games in the past. We have the skit. We have the singing. But the funniest thing was the Diva Cruise, when people truly called up and said, hey, what time do we board? I'm like, bored? What are you talking about? But we've had a lot of fun with it, you know.
Well, I know this one will be just as successful.
We're praying.
It's called Blessed Beyond Measure, the Women's Conference, Saturday, April 13th. 8:15 to 12:15 at the Shepherd's House across from the library in downtown Maysville. And again, free breakfast, free lunch, and free fellowship.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Harriet, you got it all, Robert.
Thank you so much for being with us on the program today, and wish you nothing but continued success.
Well, Robert, we want to thank you for always making time for us.
Oh, God, you're very welcome. Always great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Folks, have a wonderful day. The Breakfast Club today is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville.
Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.